Good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today, and I hope you are excited today, because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment you have under the sun, in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful. Be happy. Continually give God that sacrifice of praise. Thank Him for the things that He's doing in your life continually. I'm going through this whole thing right now. You know, I know what the purpose and the end goal of life is, which is to believe in the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, and to love one another and build that relationship with God, because you're going to see God's loving disposition towards you. You're also going to get that undisturbed well-being, that state of undisturbed well-being where you're not fearful. You have something to rely on. But it's not like you don't go through the waves of, like for me, it's wanting children maybe, or getting married. I mean, all these things, I don't know, they continually swirl in your mind. And I just love that God, you know, I've been thinking about that stuff. I've been thinking about, like, I don't understand God's timing sometimes. And I'm, you know, I go back and forth, and then I start reading the word, and then this stuff hits, you know, and this is why I love the Bible. This is why I love reading. And I know that it's living and it works with you. That's why the Spirit itself teacheth you these things. When you believe in God and you read every day, it will start to cause effect in your life. And you know that you know that you know that God is watching over you. I was reading in Ecclesiastes, and again, I'm on a King or a English Standard, the English Standard Version kick right now. But if you go to Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1, it says, "For everything there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven. There's a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. There's a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up." There's a time for everything in the heavens. There's a time for everything on this earth. And you got to realize it's on God's time. Now, it goes all the way through this. There's a time to seek, a time to lose, a time to keep, a time cast away. But if you go down to verse 9, it says, "What gain has the worker from his toil?" And I go through this a lot too. You know, if you work hard, go for it. If you're going to go out there and kill yourself, go for it. And you have kids and you give your stuff to your kids. Who knows if your kids are going to be wise with your money? Who knows if the people that are the toil and the things that you've labored to gain is going to be worth anything? Because you can't take anything out. And again, this is a godly principle. And when you read the word enough and you start to wrap your mind around what the word says, you start to think a little different. Verse 9 again, "What gain has the worker from his toil? I have seen the business that God hath given to the children of man to be busy with. He hath made everything beautiful in its time. Also, he hath put eternity into man's heart, so that he cannot find out what God hath done from the beginning to the end." He hath made everything beautiful in his time. It's not about your time. It's about learning to be patient in God's time. I have experienced this with life. I've experienced this with our business. I always wanted to work with my family. I always wanted to be close with my family. But I, you know, you talk about those things when you're young. I always wanted to own a business. You talk about that kind of stuff. But I mean, there's so many people that talk and it hasn't become a reality. I spoke about it. I talked to God about it. I talked to my family about it. I talked to my friends about it. And God worked it out that I work with my family, I live with my family, I have beautiful nephews, beautiful niece, I have a wonderful sister-in-law. All these things happen because you just sit back and you let God work. What do you want in your life? But you gotta know that you're gonna go through struggle. You gotta know that God sets the days side by side in order that we find nothing past Him. For me, it was learning to just be comfortable in the situation financially, because that was the one place I got nailed. Like, this one place that I have a hard time with. When we're not doing well, like, it's hard for me, not only ego-wise, but also that pressure that comes in. But it's learning to be settled. I mean, 2 weeks ago, I was freaking out about income and money and how are we going to pay it. And right now, we're sitting well. It's learning to be stable and having to be able to lean on God. And it's whatever fear you have, whatever anxious thought you have, you are not to be anxious for one thing, but by all things through prayers and supplication. Then those are prayers to God. That's a specific word. Prayers to God and supplication, which are prayers of personal need. Let your specific request be declared to God. It's not my request, it's your request. You pray for you and the things that you need in your life, and you don't let your mind be anxious for those things because it's God's timing. If you can focus on that and get your mind wrapped around that, it's just learning to be patient, just to be patient in the things that you want. It settles you knowing that you have God. I want to finish up with this. I perceive verse 12, that there is nothing better for them than to be joyful and to do good as long as they live. Also, that everyone should eat and drink and take pleasure in all his toil. This is the gift. This is God's gift to man. It's God's gift for you to labor. It's God's gift for you to enjoy what you eat and enjoy what you drink. If you're married, congratulations. If you have kids, it's a gift. Don't allow your mind to change the things that God has given for you, to you. Well, he gave his son for you, but also the things that he's given to you now. Pray the big prayers today. Lift them up in the name of Jesus Christ. Pray to the in the name of Jesus Christ. Don't pray to Jesus Christ. You pray to God, and you lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Have yourself a beautiful day today. God bless you and your family, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Smell the sea and feel the sky. Let your soul and spirit fly into the mystic.
Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the day and just everything that's going on. I pray that we can get everything together so that it's smooth and that everyone's working. I thank you for the business that you've provided and the people therein, that we can continually just kind of pump out what we need to pump out, and that the things get better and better and better and better. I thank you for the opportunity to come to you and how much you take care of us. I'm very, very grateful for that and the family you've provided. I lift up just a hedge of protection around your people today, and just let them know you're there. And I just lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.